You have an order of protection against him because he beat you up.
Conflict with his girlfriend's family.
I know that you assaulted him.
Yes, ma'am.
You say he's a stoner who took your sister-in-law down a bad path.
Will she prove her brother-in-law's point?
How do you support yourself, Molly?
Food stamps.
Molly, do you think you're doing well with Josh?
Yeah.
Do you?
Judge Judy.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy.
23-year-old Joshua Pritchard is suing his fiancée's brother-in-law, Matthew Abrahamson, for lost wages, harassment, and stalking.
Order. All rise.
Now, it's case number 532 on the calendar in the matter of Pritchard versus Abrahamson.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
Mr. Pritchard, you know the defendant because he is the brother-in-law of this young lady who is either your girlfriend or your fiancé. That's how you refer to her.
That's correct, yes.
And you have an order of protection against him because he beat you up.
Correct, yeah.
He assaulted. There's no such thing. He assaulted you.
Yes.
And I know that Mr. Abrahamson.
Abrahamson.
Abrahamson. I know that you assaulted him.
Yes, ma'am.
Right. And you say you assaulted him because he's a stoner, which I assume you mean he uses drugs.
No, Your Honor, I
assault. What does that mean?
Well, he is.
You say he's a stoner who took your sister-in-law, that's this young lady?
Yes, ma'am.
Down a bad path.
Yes, Your Honor.
But you called him a stoner.
Yes, Your Honor.
What does that mean?
Well, he smokes a lot of weed. He does a lot of drugs. Yes, ma'am.
And is that the reason you beat him up?
No, ma'am.
What'd you beat him up for?
No, ma'am. September 14th, 2015, I had a camera set up in my computer room. I have a couple slot machines. Money has been stolen previously from me. So I had that set up, and at the time, it was 8:25. The camera was turned over, slot machine was broken into, money was gone. I came home that day, looked in the slot machine, money was gone. I'm like, what's going on here?
Well, did they live with you?
No. They had to come to my house to get food at their mom and dad's house. Their dad was in the hospital, so the mom wasn't there. So we had bought them food so they could bring back to the house.
Were they living together?
I am not sure.
You don't know?
No, ma'am.
Are you sick?
I was crying.
How old are you?
19.
My question to you is, are you sick now?
No.
What's your first name?
Molly.
Take a breath.
Are we okay?
Don't talk to her.
Sorry.
Is that your sister? Did you used to live with her?
No.
Did you ever live with her, Molly?
No.
Who do you live with now?
I live with Josh.
Do you work?
No. I'm in school.
What school do you go to?
Minnesota Virtual High School in Minneapolis.
Do you go to school every day?
Yeah, it's online.
So you're an online, you don't leave the house?
No.
But you don't go to school?
No.
And what does Josh do?
He is unemployed at the moment.
Whose house do you live in?
An older lady, she's a friend of hers, like grandma we're living with at the moment.
How long have you been living there?
Oh, 6 months, 5-6 months.
Do you get any money for going to school online?
No.
Do you have to pay any money to do that?
No.
How do you support yourself, Molly?
Food stamps, EBT, from the county.
And how does Josh support himself?
He's doing Social Security right now, disability for his back.
For his what?
He's trying to get accepted for disability for his back.
What's wrong
with
his back?
Social Security. He has, I'm not sure. He would have to explain it.
Like, what's wrong with your back?
I have a congenital fusion, Your Honor, something I was born with, a birth defect. It causes a lot of pain. I'm currently on a 10-pound weight restriction ordered by a neurosurgeon.
Well, there are a lot of jobs you can do without having to lift up 10 pounds.
Not in the county that we live in, Your Honor. There's not much to go on. And the only job that I had going for me was the casino. And thanks to Mr. Abrahamson, I can't work there.
Molly, do you think you're doing well with Josh?
Yeah.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
You think that that's the right trajectory for your life?
Yes.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sit down. Do you see your sister at all?
No.
Because of him?
I'm sorry?
Because of him?
Because of Matthew.
So let's get back to the slot machine that was broken into.
Sure.
And I assume that what you're going to tell me is that it was your belief that
yes,
the plaintiff
Honor.
Stole
yes,
your money.
Yes, Your Honor.
Tell me how you came to that conclusion.
My son, he had to come home from school to get some a picture for him. They had pictures that day. And he witnessed the car pull in at, what time was
it? Do you want to
stand up?
The time.
Tell me your name.
8 and 9.
Tell me about the day that the slot machine got broken into in the house. The money was taken.
I went to school that morning and I,
Where was your dad?
At work.
And your mom?
At work.
And how old are you?
13.
So you were off to school by yourself?
Yes.
And what happened?
I got to school and I realized that I forgot my picture form. And then I went to the office and said that I forgot my picture form. And they called my mom saying that he forgot his form so he can go get home and go get his paper.
What did you need the form for?
To get my picture taken. And that I went inside the house, climbed through the kitchen window because I didn't know that the key was inside the garage. And then I got the picture for him, walked down the street. Well, I locked the door.
You went out the door?
Yes.
And you locked the door behind you?
Yes. And then I locked it and went back and I started walking down the road and I seen a Chevy Impala go by me that they used to drive. And obviously it was them. And I went
back. Did you see who was in the car?
No.
Now, is this a well-traveled road?
Yeah.
How many times have you seen that car before?
Probably every 2 months that I went to my grandma's.
You said something about your grandma.
Oh, I used to go to my grandma's every 2.
And that's where you saw the... Whose truck was it?
Car. It was theirs, but they were borrowing it.
From your grandmother?
No.
From whom?
I have no idea. All I remember is they're borrowing it from a friend.
What color? Chevy Impala, wasn't a truck?
I think it was a silver, grayish.
How far from your house was it?
Probably a block or two away.
So you continued to go to school?
Yeah.
And it was based on that that you assumed that he was the one who broke into the house?
Well, not broke in. No, we left them the food, so they had permission to be in the house, just not grab the money.
Okay. So how did they get into the house?
Key. We gave them the key. Or they had the key was at my house, so then they could get in because we were at work.
Okay, so you had prepared food for them?
Correct. Yes, ma'am. On the kitchen table.
You can sit down. Was the food gone?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, Your Honor.
So the food was gone.
Food was gone.
As well as the cash.
Yes, ma'am.
So tell me about the assault.
The assault.
Assault is finished with, which
Correct.
So I can...
Correct.
Go ahead.
Yep. So we got home. Well, when I got home, I looked in the slot machine, looked for everything. You know, money's gone. I called Tasha to see maybe she had grabbed it. I asked the kids, maybe they grabbed it. Nope. Tasha comes home. That's why I have the video right here. For coming home, we're looking. We called those guys. We called the plaintiffs. Said, we'll be over at 7. We just got a voicemail. We'll be over at 7 to get our money. You know, we want our money back. We go over there. Molly's sleeping. Josh wasn't. We didn't see him. So we went inside. Molly, where's Josh? You know, she wakes up. What's going on? And, like, we know you took the money. We want our money. You know, we were pretty not happy at the time. So we get it out of her. Oh, it was all my idea. We took the money. All right, where's Josh?
Molly said.
Yes, ma'am.
Molly said. It was all my idea.
We took the money. All right, where's Josh?
And your wife was with you?
Correct.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Correct.
And that's what your sister said?
Correct.
It was my idea. Okay.
And then we found out Josh was in the bathroom. I broke in, and that's when the assault occurred. It was all done. Went home.
Did you get your money?
No, ma'am. From what? He doesn't have a job. I can't get anything.
Well, what'd they do with the money?
We still had the money, Your Honor. Oh. We did offer it back to him. He wasn't content with that, though.
No.
Just a second. How much money did you take?
$40, ma'am. And I...
Shh. Why'd you take the money?
I didn't take it.
Molly did?
Yes.
Did she tell you why she took the money?
There was a miscommunication between her and her mother. Her mother did say that there was going to be $40 for us to help us get through. She was planning on being gone for a while down at the hospital with her dad in recovery. There was a miscommunication. I didn't know exactly what the whole deal was, but from what I gathered out of it, I guess we were supposed to grab it out of a bank account. But she had thought that it was supposed to be given to us from there.
Okay, so that's when the assault took place.
Yes, Your Honor.
He pled guilty to something, and as a result of that, he got an order of protection.
Yes.
And this is what this case is about. Is your claim, Mr. Pritchard, that Mr.
Abrahamson.
Abrahamson no, I can't say that. Mr. Abrahamson continues to violate the order of protection.
That's correct, Your Honor.
You worked at a casino.
Yes.
And he came to the casino, and then you got the order of protection to cover your job.
Yes.
And he continued to come to your job at the casino.
Yes.
And so you left your job at the casino.
That's correct, Your Honor.
Okay. Now, Mr. Pritchard, you've known this family for a long time.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Was it Mr. Abrahamson's practice to go to the casino before you got the job there? Think before you answer the question. Otherwise, I bring Molly up, and Molly's not going to be happy if I bring her up. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Was it Mr. Abrahamson's practice? Some people like the casino, and some people don't go to the casino regularly. So you know them for a long time.
Yes.
And you're not a regular workabee. So, did you know that it was his practice to go to the casino for entertainment?
Yes, Your Honor. I had worked there before.
Okay. And how frequently did he go to the casino before?
Before?
Once a week, twice a week, three times a week?
Maybe twice a month.
On the weekends?
Yes.
And would you see him there?
Yes.
Where would you see him?
On the floor. At a slot machine.
Did he go with his wife?
On occasion, yes. A lot of times he was there on his own, yeah.
And sometimes on his own?
Yes.
And when did this assault take place? Give me the date.
September 14th of
last year.
2015.
And when did you start to work at the casino?
March of 2016.
So you started to work at the casino knowing that he went there twice a month, either alone or with his wife?
That's correct, Your Honor.
Right. So it was not surprising to you to find him at the casino because you knew that he was a regular at the casino.
That's correct.
Great.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I was in recovery for a little while after the assault. A lot of the times I was scared to leave my house. That was one of the big reasons why I didn't have any jobs.
Well, if you were scared to go out of the house, what did you take a job for at a casino where you knew the defendant frequented?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Joshua Pritchard says his fiancée's brother-in-law, Matthew Abraham's son, is in violation of a restraining order.
Now you have a video to show me, I assume. There's something there to show me how you believe he harassed you. When, by the way, when did you leave the casino? When did you leave that job?
At the end of May, Your Honor.
Of 2000?
Of 2016.
16. Yeah. So you had that, listen to me.
Yes.
Hey.
Yes.
So you had that job for less than 8 weeks? Yes.
Yes.
Prior to that, where did you work?
Before that, I was working for Dairy Queen, I believe.
What do you mean you believe? Were you working for Dairy Queen or were you not working
yes,
for Dairy
I was.
Queen? A cone and a little ice cream doesn't weigh more than 10 pounds. What happened to that job?
I left.
I assume there's one Dairy Queen in your neighborhood?
Yes.
So it's very easy to find out. Tell me what happened to that job and when.
I had left that job, Your Honor. We had new management.
You had new management, so what did new management have to do with you?
We weren't getting along.
You weren't getting along with the new team?
Right.
And from when to when did you work for Dairy Queen?
October 30th, I believe, is when I started. And January 5th, maybe, was when
so
I
So you worked there also for less than 8 weeks?
Yeah.
And that was January of 2016?
Correct.
And then you were unemployed for 2 months? And then you got a job and had that job for another 8 weeks. Now, prior to working for Dairy Queen, who did you work for?
I believe I was unemployed for a little while, Your Honor.
What's a little while? From September of 2015, when this assault took place, to May of 2016, did you work more than 16 weeks? 8 weeks or less for Dairy Queen and 8 weeks or less at the casino?
No.
Did you work for anybody else?
Yes.
I'm listening.
Okay. Little story, Your Honor. Little store, gas station.
From when to when did you work at the little store?
From May of 2015 until September when the assault took place, Your Honor.
Okay. May, June, July, August. So that you worked the gas station for 4 months?
Yes.
In 2015?
Correct.
From September 2015 until May of 2016, am I correct that you held two jobs, both for a series of weeks, one for Dairy Queen and one at the casino?
Correct.
What'd you do with the rest of the time?
I was in recovery for a little while after the assault. A lot of the times I was scared to leave my house. It was one of the big reasons why I didn't have any jobs. I've also been going through this disability, Your Honor.
Well, then my question to you, and then we're going to look at your video. Then my question to you, Mr. Pritchard, is if you were scared to go out of the house, what did you take a job for at a casino where you knew the defendant frequented?
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Joshua stated that Matthew made eye contact with him, that the casino had footage of the incident. I went to the casino and watched the footage. Matthew does go into the room and was within 100 feet of him.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Joshua Pritchard has accused his fiancée's brother-in-law, Matthew Abraham's son, of violating a restraining order.
Now, why in the world would you take a job at a place where you knew the person who assaulted you and who you were afraid to go out of the house because you were afraid to see frequents?
Because I had figured that with the restraining order in place that the casino would have taken steps to prevent us being together. Also, the fact that I only worked 8 hours a day, I figured there were still 16 other hours in the day that he could come.
What hours of the day do you work?
I was working graves.
What is that?
Grave shift, Your Honor. I was working from 11:45 p.m. until 7:45 a.m.
Now I'll see your video.
Okay. It's actually a police report, Your Honor. I couldn't get the video without a subpoena, and the subpoena didn't come through in time.
The answer is you don't have a video of what happened in the casino.
No, but I do have a police report here, Your Honor, detailing what's in that video. You'll read it.
Well, this report doesn't help you at all, sir. This report doesn't help you at all.
That report was made less than 30 days after.
I don't care. This report says that, so I will read it so Officer Byrd, who I know would be interested in, I spoke with reporting party Joshua, that's you, who stated he had a restraining order against Matthew Ryan, and he had it amended to include his place of work at a casino, and that Matthew had to stay 100 feet away from him. Joshua stated that he advised the host to advise security that he was going to be working, and he wanted security to call Matthew and advise him of where he was going to be working. Joshua stated that he was working in the ash room, and Matthew came into that room to redeem his points for a set of flatware. Joshua stated that Matthew went to the next attendant, didn't go to you, and made eye contact with him and walked in front of him. Joshua stated that he told security on that day and had called to report it. I was informed by Deputy on May 13th that Joshua had contacted him personally on the issue and told the deputy that he wasn't sure if Matthew knew he was in there and not sure if he had made eye contact. He asked Joshua about this, and he stated that he didn't say that, but stated that the casino had footage of the incident. I went to the casino and watched the footage. The video is not very clear, but Matthew does go into the room and was within 100 feet of him. So what?
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you the victim of an assault? Go to judgejudy.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter.
Now, I was informed by Deputy on May 13th that Joshua had contacted him personally on the issue and told the deputy that he wasn't sure if Matthew knew he was in there and not sure if he had made eye contact. I went to the casino and watched the footage. The video is not very clear, but Matthew does go into the room and was within 100 feet of him. So what?
The restraining order says that he's not allowed within 100 feet of me.
And the case is dismissed, Mr. Pritchard. We're done. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Your Honor.
Parties are excused. You may step out. Leave your paperwork, please.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
He's the one who broke into her house.
Rosalind told me if you wiggle a door, it's open.
What did she need you to be her wiggler for?
I guess she wanted to see me wiggle.
There's only one star here. That's me. I have the job.
Judge Judy.
He beat the living hell out of me.
No,
If you're a liar and a thief, you deserve it. You get what you get.
He broke into the house that we were staying at. He gave me a concussion. I was in the hospital for 3 weeks.
Yeah, I got a fine, I got probation, but all that's done, paid for.
Because of my disability, I was on pain medication for a while.
Well, it's a great day because...
They figured because the doctors were prescribing me pain medications that I'm just a horrible person.
The judge knew that she was lying, or he was lying. Both of them are liars.
I just want to continue on with my life. I should be able to work a job without having to have...
It's like they're just going for a money grab for me. We work, they don't work.
To worry about him standing outside watching me, waiting for me.
It's a simple case, a simple answer.